Okay, well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our 8:30 a.m. wake up call. You know, really for Sean and I here at WBRX, it's really an opportunity. It's an honor, it's a privilege to be able to come on these 8:30 a.m. calls and just share information that we believe will be relative to helping everybody build their business. And you know, I was sharing with Michael and one other gentleman before we got on the call, or before we actually got the call started while waiting. That, you know, these calls for Sean and for myself are probably every bit as important to us. In fact, I know they are as you guys that are calling in and you know, gathering information. And I just want to say, hey, thank you for some of the emails and the text, you know, with respect to the content in the call. You guys have been very gracious and shared, you know, the value that it has for you as you're getting your week going. And you know, for Sean and myself, it's very valuable, right? It gives us an opportunity to kind of get the week going and get our mind set with respect to what, you know, with what is relevant to what's going on in the field and give us a kind of a track to run on. So it's phenomenal that you guys take the time to be on the call. It's really, I know there's a lot of things you could be doing at 8:30 a.m. on Monday, but you've chosen to dedicate that effort and that time to being here, and we genuinely do appreciate it. So with that said, guys, I'm going to jump into some information that I hope is helpful to encourage you as you're building your business, because I know, you know, once we have some folks, we have, and as I'm looking at everyone on the line now, we've got about 16 people here, which is a great morning, but sometimes I think that when we get involved in a business, you know, just like our business here, when you're a brand partner and you're actually out building your business, right? And sometimes we can get kind of regimented in our thinking to believe that there's only one or two different ways, you know, to go out and to accomplish our goals, right? And so I know that for the most part, everybody within WBRX is really building and developing their network, their business, and their focal point should be, you know, how much money can I earn by the behavior that I'm out, you know, I'm out, you know, conducting myself within that six-step marketing program. You know, how can I start generating, you know, immediate income for myself and, more importantly, duplicate that behavior with other people, right? And as I've, you know, I'll just tell you for myself and Sean, I mean, I've made a decision, you know, even as the CEO of the company, to go out and start building just like a field leader. You know, I mean, I know that there's a lot of responsibility of, you know, putting the systems together, you know, making sure that we've got, you know, the right things from our marketing team, making sure that our back office is, you know, scheduled in such a way. But for Sean and myself, and we're really just going out there just as field leaders in our own company, and just as we're recommending that you do. Just go out and take on the responsibility. So in doing that, I've observed some things that, you know, sometimes you forget and you become reminded of. But what's been my observation is I've keyed into the people that are doing businesses that oftentimes we can get regimented in our thinking to believe, hey, there's only a certain amount of ways that I can start generating $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 of immediate income. And most of the time, that's regimented to our fast cash bonuses, which we all understand. But I want to encourage you guys, you know, the best thing in the world that you can do to really build and develop this business is to have a clear, defined goal with respect to where people are going to, you know, start off in the comp plan and where they're going to end up. Now, today is March the 2nd, okay? And I made a conscious decision in my mind as we started moving through the month of February, that I was just going to start, you know, looking for key individuals within the business. Maybe they were not even in the business, but they had been kind of hovering around it, or they were in the business, but they weren't really making a conscious decision. I just called them and I said, hey, let me ask you a question. You know, what is your objective here? I mean, I understand you're getting great results with our product, and I know you're excited about the new products that we're bringing on, but let me ask you a question. What is your economic goal? And they would kind of share, well, you know, I said, well, how much money would you need to earn on a monthly basis? Just having the real conversations, right? And in doing so, as they started sharing with me the income that they'd like to earn, I said, well, let me ask you a question. If we were to team up with you directly as a company, And I was to work with you over the next 30 to 60 days to help you get to the top of our marketing plan. And we laid out a strategy, and it involves you actually having activity and bringing people to, you know, meetings that we have, whether they're our Tuesday night or they're, you know, at our actual office, wherever they may be. We can schedule one-on-ones, whatever the case would be. Would you zero in on that goal? If you bring the right candidates, if you lay the groundwork, if you make sure that they're sampled, which is key, I'm a big believer in that, but I'm going to focus in on the goal, right, for a second. So my objective is to find one or two people a month. And going back to the days, you know, when I was a distributor, all I would do, guys, is I would talk to, whether it be through cold market campaigns or a three-foot rule, I would look for a couple people that I could have a designated goal as to where they wanted to be in the comp plan, okay? Now, our comp plan ranges, it really, you start making money of any kind of fast cash, you have to be at least as a manager, right? And we've had incentives that really encourage people to go out and sponsor frontline managers. So manager is the beginning point, but it's not the end, right? And so it doesn't matter where you begin. It does matter where you end. So what are the practicalities of helping someone start their business and then go out and start creating a team or create what we call personal group volume? Now, there's more than one way to accomplish personal group volume, believe it or not. It's not just about having somebody start at a higher rank. It's about having someone start the business and then really practically developing a new group within 30 days. Now, if you've never done this before, I understand. You know, maybe you think about it conceptually, but oftentimes people, you know, get regimented. They think, well, if I don't have someone start their business at, say, director or regional director or NMD or PPC, they don't. You know, what do I really have in the way of an income opportunity? Well, your income opportunity really is having someone start the business wherever it is. If it's starting as a manager, the key is their contact base, it's their credibility within their contact base, and it's you having a designated goal with that person. So we know that many of us on the phone, you might have a goal, for example, to do $30,000 of personal group volume and earn $6,000, which is a phenomenal goal. Okay, it's six grand, right? But, and then here's the key. Once you learn how to do this consistently, you can teach other people to do it. Let me share with you what you need to know to be able to do this with any level of consistency. Because one of the things I look back on as I look back at the, you know, my journal, the times I was actually building the field as a distributor, I would always just find a couple people, okay, out of all the people I would talk with, and I would talk with a lot of people. Okay, that's the key. You got to talk with a lot of people, right? You can designate the campaign, the manner with which you choose to, but it's about talking, in my personal opinion, to between, you know, 25 to 30 people every week. That's what I would do if I was doing this full time. If you're not doing it full time, then of course I understand that you probably are not going to carve out the time to do that. I get it. But if you were to talk to 25 to 30 people a month, you would probably still have some success, right? I mean, that's obvious. But when I say talk with them, I'm saying share the results I'm having with the product, communicate some information, maybe send it via email, share with them some of the tools, and then that's considered an engagement and me talking with somebody. Now, if I'm able to get that person to evaluate by coming to a Zoom call or getting on a conference call or actually getting some third-party verification or even coming to a business briefing, hey, that's a big deal. If you get a small team of people doing that, you're going to have somebody that's going to say, this is probably a good time to get involved, you know, with this company based upon their timing. They've just launched. You know, you're going to have some activity. But just keep into consideration, you're focused in on going out and developing a revenue for yourself. And if it's $30,000 of business, how many different ways can you accomplish that? Well, let me ask you a question. Would you rather have 20 people that start as a manager, or would you rather have two people that start as national marketing director to accomplish the goal? Now, if it's me, I would really – I'm going to earn a lot of money if I have 20 people start at $1,500. And if I mean, that's not my objective. Obviously, I want to find – but I rarely will find 20 people to start as a manager. Here's practically what you can expect. Let's say, and I'll just use an example. Okay, I got a gentleman here in West Houston, you know, kind of was hovering around the business and said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and start my business. And as soon as he started his business, another gentleman who he was kind of bringing to our office and sharing the business with said, oh, I'm going to go ahead and start my business. Now, they both individually have a goal of getting to $30,000 by the end of the month. That's the goal, right? So I'm going to every conversation I have, I'm going to actually talk with them about the goal of getting to the top of the marketing plan. And if I'm not having that conversation on a daily basis with people, how in the world can I expect them to have it with anybody else? I can't. And how am I going to get that behavior to become pervasive? It probably won't. But if every conversation I'm having with these two gentlemen that got involved in the business, and all I'm talking to them is what we need to do to get to the top of the comp plan, I'm a firm believer that one way or another, you know, hell or high water, they're going to get to the top of the comp plan as long as they're personally out sharing information, bringing people to conference calls, bringing people to meetings. Hey, we sat here yesterday on Sunday. No problem. I have no problem building a business here on Sunday, here at my home, and just sat here, and the guy got started as a manager. Brand new underneath another gentleman that had just gotten involved in business and actually started as an executive with his objective and goal to be PPC by the middle part of the month. But the other gentleman he got involved say, I already know what I'm going to do. By the time we get to the 28th, I'm going to have a new team of people there, and I'm going to get myself to PPC. Guys, I just want to encourage you. Believe me, I have no idea exactly what's going to happen, but my instincts lead me to believe they believe that they're going to get to the top of the marketing plan by the end of the month, and they're excited, and they're ready to bring people. This is kind of what you're looking for. Now, I understand that there are people, and I've had it happen many times, that will write you a check to start at PPC, but they won't do the activity required to build a business. It means that they had a checkbook and they had the ability to write you a check, but they didn't have the time, the aptitude, you know, maybe the sheer courage or the wherewithal to actually start talking to people. And I just want to let you know that you're only going to genuinely build this business when you get people with a designated goal to actually start speaking to people within their sphere of influence. And that sphere of influence, guys, it can be in their contact base, it can be on social media, it can be any number of different ways. I don't want to, you know, pigeonhole anyone into believing it can be just one way. That's ridiculous. And believe me, if you want to introduce me to a different way of doing it than what I've done, God bless you. My objective is to help you accomplish the goal. So, you know, as we start getting through the phase that we're going through now where we actually start having people build the business, okay, we actually have to start people focused in. So, you know, I just take some of the people that we have, our leaders, right? You know, Chance Mock, brand new PPC member, congratulations. Made the decision, made the commitment, and now he's got a pretty good repertoire of people and throughout his organization, and he can go directly to those folks and say, okay, here's what I did to get to the top. This was my decision. Now, there's one of two ways of helping you get to this place. Either we actually have you help somebody else to make the same decision I made, or we work with a small group of people, team, and it doesn't matter where they start. What matters is where they finish. So all Chance has to do is find one or two people that want to accomplish the same thing that he did, and he'll generate not only the immediate income, but he also sets up a pattern for those people to duplicate what he's done. And once you start getting this pattern to become pervasive, then your organization explodes. It's not like it doesn't go from, you know, helping someone do 30,000 to having a group volume of, say, 100. You go from 30,000 to 300,000 in pretty quick order in terms of your organizational volume, because you just have five or six people out every month focused in on helping new people start their business. But what are they going to accomplish by the end of the month? They get to the top of the marketing plan. The reason, guys, that we have a marketing plan that goes from what manager to PPC is anybody can start anywhere that they choose to. So it really should be their contact base, their credibility within their contact base and their financial situation. And my honest opinion, okay, outside of, you know, the company earns more money, guys, when people start at the bottom. It's called breakage. And the reason that we have a designated comp plan that allows people to start wherever they choose to is we want the leadership within the organization to be the orientation of generating as much income as they can. I've been around network marketing for 28 years, and I've owned a company that did hundreds of millions of dollars. I've actually worked with in a consulting agreement with several major $100 million companies, executive role, and I can tell you this without a doubt, okay? Companies force people to start at the bottom and work their way up because the company generates what's called breakage, and that's a big portion of their forecast for revenue. And they're not genuinely interested in having leadership developed. They're genuinely interested in making money, which I get. So what we've decided to do as a company, guys, is lay out a compensation strategy that says to people, listen, based upon your contact base, based upon your credibility within your contact base, and whatever your financial situation is, to start a business, we're going to allow you to start anywhere within the compensation plan that you choose to. And in doing so, we just want to have a well-designated business plan to go out and have success. So that's our philosophy as a company, right? Because if somebody is a leader and they've gone out in life and they've done some things to allow them to have success, hey, listen, I frankly believe that if somebody has $18,000, what are they going to do with $18,000? To go, I mean, what are they going to do to take that capital and generate more income? There's a portfolio that they could invest that income in, or there's other types of things that they could do to, you know, create, you know, business revenue. Maybe, you know, maybe they can start a number of different small little businesses. My firm belief is that if you start your business with this company at the top of the marketing plan and you have two companies, you have a really fantastic chance to generate income if you build the business. You don't have an opportunity to generate significant income if you just start your business. Okay, it really, so the work, guys, is exactly the same. If you start at manager or you start at PPC, guess what the work is? It's called a six-step marketing program. It's still called you out, speaking with new people, sharing your testimony, giving them samples, and having them come to third-party verification or getting an opportunity to view what the opportunity would be in terms of the business. That's really what it is. It's not any more complicated than that. Now, we talk about view of the opportunity. I think that I would consider someone really taking a look at the opportunity of someone listening to everything from the industry, listening to how our products help, the endocannabinoid system, understanding our marketing strategy, and then understanding at least where they would start within the comp plan. And it's not about where they start, it's about the goal of where they finish. I think the objective of my time on the phone here this morning, guys, is to leave you with one clear thought. When you're talking with new people, I want to encourage you, allow them to start the business and start getting samples in people's hands, and don't get hung up on them having to start at the top, or don't get hung up on them having to start at the bottom. Let's sit down and have an honest conversation. How much money would you need to earn to make this a favorable business opportunity? When Chance Mock first got started with this, I had a very honest conversation. I said, Chance, let me just ask you a very simple question. Can still remember the day I was sitting here in my office. I said, how much money would you need to earn within WBRX to make this something that you would really do on a full-time basis? And I think the number that he shared with me at that time, I'm not going to get into sharing with all of you what that number was, but it was a decent number. It was a number that reflected how much money he would make and what would make it feasible for him to start dedicating full-time effort. And so I never forgot that goal, and I thought to myself, hey, if I can just work with him on the, I'm going to meet him where he's at, and we're going to go out and we're going to start building the business. Now, Chance has told me, he said, hey, man, I love, I'm a whale hunter, right? I get it. I like whales too. But I just have encouraged him, hey, man, those feeder fish will lead you. The whales track the feeder fish. and they track what those feeder fish are doing because they want to eat those feeder fish, right? And so along the way, there's feeder fish, but there's also your, you know, you have that little bit more, you know, that middle size. You've got your dolphins. You've got your mahi-mahi. You've got your swordfish. You've got the other game fish that's not quite a whale, but it's big. And then you've got your whales, right? So I just want to, you know, encourage you guys. You can start your business with somebody that might be a manager or an executive. But trust me, if they're bringing people to you and they've started their business, they're doing the business. And they will inevitably bring, if they have a designated goal and it's really their goal, and you're talking to them on a daily basis and you're continuing to reinforce the goal that you have for them. And my goal for the gentleman who got started in the business with us late last week, in the middle part of last week, is that, hey, by the end of March, as we move into our event, our Leadership Academy, March the 28th, is for you to be at the top of the compensation plan with a group of people at that venue. Because that can be your launch, that can be your launch strategy. It doesn't matter how long you've been hanging around it, because you've been hanging around it for months, but you decided, okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to engage in this goal, and I'm going to launch my business. That's the beginning. The beginning is that he's made a decision to have a goal. Now, the guy that got involved with him, started his business yesterday as a manager, has the same objective, and that is to be at the top of the marketing plan and to have a team of people at the event on March the 28th. When we do our Meter Dose Inhaler launch, we have people, credible people from, you know, from a variety of different areas. And we're going to be talking to you about something new that we're going to be bringing on. It's actually, not exactly a product, let's say service, that we're working with a company that provides you with a DNA test to determine how much CBD, okay, and how much CBD and or even dosages of THC. We don't sell THC, but I mean, we it's inherent within the plant. But what would your body require? What does your endocannabinoid system need based upon your DNA? And now, if you take that in combination with a meter dose inhaler, where we can actually measure the dosages of exactly how much CBD your body requires to have a healthy endocannabinoid system that's relevant to your DNA map, hey, that's a phenomenal, that is really in the best interest of people when you're sharing the product, right? And I know, and I think without a doubt, it sets us into a category and a tone that allows people to look at our company for what we really are, and that's educating people about their endocannabinoid system, making sure that they have the highest medical grade CBD that we could possibly provide them with, and do it in such a fashion that it has high level of credibility with physicians referring it. Hey, you know, you've got no FDA approved device with GMP certified product. I mean, the whole messaging with the context of our product is phenomenal. The only thing that needs to be commensurate with that messaging is you guys building and developing a network based upon information that's duplicatable and helping people start their business and then quickly getting with that group of people and directing them to third-party verification, either you providing that information or third-party verification with tools and information so that those people that they are introducing can help them get to the goal that they have designed and designated for themselves by the end of the month. So this is the first week of the month, guys. As I wind down here, the first week of the month, and I've always been a person, I've set up a chart, and I have, you know, I shade it different colors, and I divide the month up by three different colors. And the first 10 days of the month is what we call the white zone. The white zone is where I'm out introducing the business to as many people as I can, as I mentioned before, talking to as many people as I possibly can the first 10 days of the month, and I'm doing that with one purpose: that I can find a couple of the people that I want to work with and then move into what's called the blue zone. So the first through the 10th is the white zone. But the 10th through the 20th is called the blue zone. And I'll do this training at the Leadership Academy. And the blue zone is designated for the people that you have selected as you know, you have nothing going on, but now you go out and talk to a lot of people, and you tell people, look, I'm just looking for one or two people that want to get to the end, want to get to the top of the comp plan by the end of the month. And if I can, if it's you, I'll work with you morning, noon, and night. I will sleep in the bathtub, talk through the wall. I'll do whatever is required to help you get to the top of the market plan. Your probability of doing, and as an example, $30,000 of the business is so much greater when it's your, when it's their goal and your goal. Now you team up with them somewhere between the 10th and the 20th, you're in the blue zone. And that's when you really designate and start helping them do what? Same thing you did in your white zone. Go out and talk to as many people as they possibly can. Come into contact with as many people as possible. Have their list. You work with them. And those. It, see, this is network marketing. So you're going to actually have to work with the people who you've designated to get to the end of the comp plan, to get to the top of the comp plan, and that's the blue zone. And the red zone is the last 10 days of the month, guys. So in the red zone, that's where we start getting as much business accomplished with the people who you're working with, who you start off with in the white zone, and then you took them to the blue zone, which is where you now started getting with them to start teaming up with their sphere of influence. So it first starts with you, and then it goes to them, and now you and them, you make up a team. Now you've got you and them and a group of people. It never happens to be one exact form. I'm just giving you, you know, a relevant term. You've got the white zone, you've got the blue zone, that red zone, the last 10 days of the month are dedicated to getting business accomplished. And now, as I'm sharing this with you for the first time on the phone, in fact, this is just something that I kind of created and developed as I was you know, doing some consulting with other companies. I can assure you guys, it really does work when everybody understands what the white zone and the blue zone and the red zone mean. And now you start having an overall culture and behavior within your organization where everyone knows what they're doing in the white zone. Everyone knows what they're doing in the blue zone. And you start creating a culture where on a monthly basis, 30, because we operate, guys, on a 30-day sales cycle. Every 30 days, you've got to have people with a designated goal. We're in the month of March, March the 2nd. You've got 8 days beyond today to be able to go out and put yourself in the white zone of creating as much activity as you possibly can. And by the way, as a caveat, by the end of this month, on March the 28th, man, you've got a phenomenal opportunity to bring people together to hear from the medical doctors, hear people that are representing the new product launch that we have, to listen to people that are actually out building the business and have. You're going to see entirely new groups of people at this event. If you've been around for a while, you're going to look and go, wow, that's how quickly it can happen. That's exactly right. So I just want to encourage you guys, as I can kind of conclude my portion of the call here, it's not about you. There's lots of different ways, and believe you me, if you find somebody by chance that says, hey, I want to go ahead and lock and load and start my business at the top, fantastic. But the probability of you finding those types of people always comes when you have a lot of other activity going on. It's amazing how people respond to that. So when you have two or three people that really lock and load on getting to the top with people, with some, then you have a higher probability of having someone that would come along and say, hey, I might as well go ahead and start here, and I'll just start building my second company rather than building my first to get to my second. You're always going to have those type of entrepreneurs. But I just want to encourage you, don't forget about that entrepreneur that says, you know, let me just start my business as a manager executive. But you know what? I believe without a doubt, if I put enough people in the process of getting information, in the process of hearing the business, I know by the end of the month I'll get to where I want to be. And the probability of that occurring happens more times than not once you have two people, the person who starts the business with a goal and the person who helped them get started with a designated goal of doing the same number, in that case, $30,000. Hey, if it's $15,000, there's nothing wrong with $15,000. If someone says, hey, man, I want to at least be a national marketing director, great, at least have a designated goal by the end of the month. And then you can go out and help other people have a designated goal. And guys, that is the genuine fabric of building business. I'll just go out and say this. Unless you incorporate you starting with a person and driving them to PPC with other people, you probably have never really experienced what it's like to build this business. You've went out and you found people with checks. I get that. I've seen people build companies of $5, $7, $10, $12, $15 million because they found people with checks that had other people with checks. There's nothing wrong with that. But take a person from ground zero to starting their business. Maybe it was a challenge, but then they have a lot of other people. And by the end of the month, if you find one that starts, but then you have 5, 7, or 10 new people that got involved in the business, that's building a business. That's genuinely what's required to make the business happen. It's the same requirement, whether you're at the top of the plan starting or you're at the bottom of the plan starting, it's the same work. It's the same effort. So with that, guys, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to my information. And now I want to introduce you to my partner, Sean Baker, who's doing a phenomenal job working lots of different areas. And Sean, if you just come on, brother, and share the information, I'll go ahead and put myself on mute and take notes. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks, brother. Great job as always. And good morning, everybody. Love our Monday calls. This morning it's a little gloomier than previous Mondays weather-wise, but, the thing I love about Texas is if you don't like the weather, just stick around for 5 minutes because it's going to change. So, ironically, I bring that up as a parallel to the business because Barry used to always tell me, you know, everything's funny when you're making lots of money. And this really isn't a money conversation. It's just about how quickly things, you know, turn. You can go from having little to no activity in your business, you know, a prospect list of maybe written down on paper that say 3 to 5 people, and feel like you don't have a lot going on. And then you meet one person who knows one person, and all of a sudden you're working with 20 or 25 people. I mean, we've seen it, you know, as a company. I've watched Barry do it time and time and time again, where it almost feels like the basket of fish and loaves, where it's just like it just keeps coming. People seem to be, and frankly, you know, almost are an endless supply. That's one of the reasons that Barry and I have chosen to build our wealth and the wealth of those around us through people versus through, say, technology or, say, an asset portfolio or, say, you know, stocks and bonds and an ROI on your money that's supposed to be working for you. It's actually, you know, in most cases working for someone else, and they're throwing you the scraps and the bones as as your money just basically sits there. And so we've had a lot of people, particularly this month. I mean, I haven't added up last week's exact volume. I didn't know what happened on Sunday at Barry's house with the final number, but I would say we probably, you know, collected in the ballpark of, you know, $70,000, I would say, in checks over the last just 7 days. So basically about $10,000 a day when you average it out. Well, where did that come from? Did that just come from Barry? Did that just come from Sean? Absolutely not. It's an aggregate total, a collective effort of each of the distributors that are on this phone that participated in that activity. Some people, it was a $500 order that we shipped, you know, say to Colorado. Some people is starting their business at $1,500. Some people, like Chance, it was making a commitment starting at a higher rank at the top of the compensation plan. You know, we congratulate him for that decision. But all of those things are an aggregate total, and that is what generates basically $10,000 a day in revenue. Now, our goal is to work with twice as many people, generate obviously twice as much income. It'd be great to be doing $20,000 a day and then $30,000 a day in gross revenue. And then you guys, as you determine what portion of that you participate in, you simply multiply that aggregate volume total. Let's just say all 70,000 was going on in your organization, maybe in one or two lines, they call it, or legs, as they call it, in your business, where you've got one or two leaders, you're working with that leader. So now your weekly volume, or say monthly volume, whatever the case is $70,000 a week or $240,000 in a month. Well, now multiply that by where you sit in the compensation plan, the fast cash bonuses, the 4% residual, the 8% residual, whichever the case may be. And now you're talking about very, very real money. I mean, you're talking about on $240,000 in volume, depending on how much of that you generated in fast cash bonus. I mean, you're talking between 10 and probably literally, you know, $80,000 in commissions in a month. That's a very good month. But it doesn't happen, you know, on an island, or it doesn't happen devoid of other people. And so that's one of the things that Barry and I are most excited about as we go through this journey, is we love touching people's lives. We love having our lives touched. I mean, we've already had people have very, very serious life-threatening illnesses in this journey that we've had so far in the year and a half. We've had people that have met and started dating in this journey, which I think is very neat, you know, could be a future Mr. and Mrs. Koshu right here under our nose at WBRX. I know we talk a lot about money, But it's not really about money. It's about the journey. Money is just something that's very tangible. It's very easy to calculate. It's easy to watch accumulate. So money is really just a marker. It's just a byproduct of whatever journey each one of us are on as we go through this. And so as I conclude in the next just few minutes, I want to talk briefly. A lot of times, you know, it happens. We're not getting the business because we're not asking for the business. Now, I am very sensitive, believe me. I've been hard sold. I've been to Vegas and looked at timeshares. I've been to just here at Lake Conroe, they had a timeshare. I've been to several of these timeshare deals, and I know all about high-pressure sales. And frankly, they disgust me. I don't want to participate in them. I don't want to be an observer of them. And I certainly don't want to be someone that's out there twisting arms and making my living by hard-selling people. Okay, so mark that. However, I think there's a radical difference. I firmly believe there's a radical difference between twisting arms and simply asking someone where they're at on the opportunity. It could be as simple as saying it just like that. Michael, we've been spending a lot of time together. I've enjoyed to get to know you. I appreciate all the things you've done from a spiritual perspective. Listen, I'm just curious, where are you at on the business? You know, we have, you know, you can get it started for as little as $1,500 with a mix of product that you could use and sample. You know that you could start with as up to including $30,000 in retail, which would cost you 18 at a margin of 12. It matters not to me. I am just looking for people that do what they say they'll do, and I'm ready to get started if you are. Where are you at? And just wait. Just pause. Just let it breathe. Let them, you know, a lot of times I think where pressure comes in is you want to ask the question, but then you're, then we, not you, this is we are sometimes scared to know the answer, so we keep talking. Instead of just saying, listen, Michael, you've seen the comp plan, you know it as well as I do. Manager is here. PPC is here. Obviously, you can start anywhere in between. Where do you see yourself getting started? And then wait for the answer. Bite your tongue. Be quiet. Take a deep breath. Pray. Whatever. But let it percolate for a second. Let it just simmer and let Michael or whomever answer the question. Well, you know, Barry, I really want to be at the top of the compensation plan. It's really not in my financial ability today, but I think I could put, you know, $3,000 on a credit card and get started with some product. I've already got my list of 25 people. That puts me at a, you know, at a 25% discount. I think that's a good place for me to get started. Great. Let's get you started. That's just a little role play of the conversation, but I think many of us are simply afraid to ask the question, did you use the samples I gave you? Well, I don't want to make them feel bad. Why should you feel bad that they didn't do what they said they would do and you simply ask the follow-up question? If you sampled them correctly, they already know it's coming. Because when you sample someone, you say, Barry, I'm going to give this product to you. It's free to you. It's not free to me, but it's my gift to you. I simply ask that you use all of it. And if you like any one of the products or more, please make a purchase so that I can recover some of my return on capital. If that's not of interest to you, I won't bother you with the sample. Now, you've already let them know. Great, here you go. You're going to take it. I'll follow up with you in 4, 5, 6 days, find out which product or products you like, and I'll get them for you potentially even at a discount. I'll talk to you on Monday. So they already know it's coming. You should not feel bad for asking the follow-up question. Hey, Barry, you told me you would take all of those samples. How did that go? Hey, Barry, you told me if you got the results that I told you you'd have that you would buy one or more of the products. Which ones would you like? Right? It's all about energy and communication and follow-up. The name of this game, I'm telling you guys, Barry taught me this a long time ago. He or she with the best follow-up wins. Getting a phone number, getting samples in somebody's hands, those are important things, and frankly, they're imperative, but the follow-up is really the real mark of success within this industry. So guys, I'll just conclude with this. It's almost 9:15. Don't be afraid to close. Don't be afraid to ask the question. If it's the right person, you won't have to push them. You won't have to pull them. As Barry always says, you know, nobody can make a living pushing a rope uphill. Don't bother, but ask the question, where do you see yourself starting in the compensation plan? How can we get you started? What's your timing? Here's the deal. Let me just end with this. Not how can we get you started today? Press hard. There's three copies. The bottom one's yours. I'm not talking about 80s sales techniques, closing techniques, but I am talking about true and honest and open and real transparent communication. Barry, you've seen the comp plan. You've purchased some of the products. You say you're ready to get started. What's your timing? What's that look like? Have you made your list? How can I help you? What's your financial situation? Are you getting started at manager, PPC, or somewhere in between? That's it, guys. It's really that basic and it's that simple. But if you integrate those techniques, I'm using air quotes, techniques within your repertoire and all of the things that Barry taught on this morning, you will see an increased level of success. And as importantly, guys, you'll see it start to manifest quicker. Not that it's overnight. It's not. This is not get rich quick. But nobody wants a 3, 4, 5 month sales cycle, including the prospect, by the way. They want to be given the information necessary to make a decision. They want to have an opportunity to try the products for free and then make a purchase at a discount. And they want to make a decision to get started or not, as the case may be, just as badly as you do. They just need the guidance. They just need the right amount of attention. I play a little bit of guitar. I don't know if any of you guys even know that. Not very well, and I can barely even tune by ear. But I do know that when a guitar, the strings are under tension, we always hear words, buzzwords like tension, and it has a negative connotation, but it really doesn't. The wrong tension can have a negative connotation. If your guitar is tuned too tightly or tuned too loosely, that is the incorrect or the improper amount of tension, it sounds horrible. It doesn't sound good at all. But when you tweak the pegs and you twist them just right, just tight enough, not too tight, it makes beautiful music because of the tension being applied to the string, to the strings. So understand, asking questions, putting a little of the right tension on the right people will help your business accelerate from both a time and a productivity perspective. So, guys, that's all I have to share this morning. It's 9:15. We live in the greatest country in the world. Let's go out and make the best of our opportunity. Barry and I are here to help you drive people to the March 28th Academy. I'm sure we'll be doing the March 27th. A mixer, happy hour, something social and kind of fun. So just plan on making a Friday night and Saturday all day out of it. We'll even conclude probably with some cocktails or something Saturday late afternoon. Plenty of time to get everybody home for dinner and on their way. But guys, we really have nothing but opportunity in front of us. Even with the political arena right now, it doesn't matter who's in the White House. This is still the greatest country in the world, and don't get distracted in all the noise and all the hype. Just keep your head, up, keep your eyes open, and go out and build your business. And Barry and I are here to help you any way that we can. So Barry, I kick it back over to you. Great job as always, and I know we're going to have a fantastic week corporately, and I believe that we can have a fantastic week in the field as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. Great job as always, guys. And if you listen to the information, it's really valuable. You have people that are really, looking for guidance. They're looking for direction. And you asking them where they see themselves in the business after the farming has occurred. I talked to my good friend, Al, and, he was known as the hammer on the phone because he was a closer. And we're quite the opposite, just as Sean was mentioning, we're farmers. But once you have actually gone out and you've tilled the soil and you've planted the seed and you've watered the seed, now it's time for you to allow the harvest to come to fruition. And when that harvest comes to fruition, you go ahead and you go out and you actually, you groom that harvest and you take that harvest back so that you can go out and you can have that same repetition go on season after season after season, hence the difference between a farmer and a hunter. And this is a very difficult transition for a lot of people to make that have been in corporate sales, because they typically basically eat what they kill, right? And that transactional mindset, of fee for service or transactional business, is very different and very counterintuitive to what we do by becoming farmers. That is taking people from entry, from seed to soil to actually fruit or harvest of whatever it might be. And we have a sales cycle, guys, that, you know, I mean, it depends upon the individual, but as time continues to go on and we have more and more activity, more and more results with our product, more and more results with our opportunity, you're going to see the time frame of our sales cycle will get shorter and shorter and shorter. And I just now, just as we're going right now, as I'm speaking, we've got, I can tell you right now, we have three different people that I know of that we're kind of working with that all have the goal of getting to 30,000 by the end of the month. It doesn't matter where they start. They might not start there. In fact, none of them did, but they all have a goal and objective of getting to the top of the comp plan by the end of the month. And so now, instead of going out and having to find a bunch of new people, we've locked and loaded with three people. And if each of them accomplished their goal, that's $90,000 of business. That's a lot of business. When you start doing that with 7, 10, 20, you got 40, 50 people in your organization, and they're developing their network with new business. So that's how an organization explodes. It's on purpose. It's defined. It's not something that just randomly occurs because, you know, osmosis and geometric progression and magical wands and mystic. No. It's business planning. It's defined goals. It's helping people accomplish their goal with their contact base and their credibility. And it's doing it over and over and over. And before you know it, believe it or not, you earn more money in a month than most people do in a year. And you can't even believe it happens. And when you start out, as we're talking on the phone right now, and, you know, as our company grows and our company's at $30, $40, $50, $60 million a year in revenue, you'll start to see the revenue that people start to earn. They start having seven-figure results. But when they got involved in the business, you know what their goal was? To earn $5,000. And it's just almost amazing until it becomes real for people to believe it can happen. But I just want to share with you, you know, you can speak things that are not as though they were, and they will come to pass. You can see things that are not as though they were, they'll come to pass. It's just a personal decision. It really is. So with that, guys, we're finished for our Monday morning wake-up call. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. We really do appreciate all that you do. We appreciate in every way that you can possibly imagine what you guys bring to us. And we want to help you accomplish your goal, whatever that is. If your goal is to earn a six-figure income, if it's to earn a multiple six-figure income, if it's to earn a seven-figure income, we've been there, we've done it, we'd love to help you accomplish it. So with that, thank you so much with all that you do to bring all the energy and the information to these calls on Monday morning. And we just want to encourage you guys to go out, as Sean mentioned, and take it, take this information and make it valuable for you in your practical application. So with that said, guys, God bless. Have a phenomenal week, and we look forward to talking to you very soon. God bless. Bye-bye.